Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Software giant Oracle has cut Eskom off from essential technical services the utility has previously said were crucial to its operations. Now, according to News 24, Network 24 and My Broadband said that an Eskom spokesman on Friday confirmed that there were no positive developments in a payment dispute between the two entities. Joining us on the line, editor-at-large at My Broadband, Jan van Meulen, a very, very good morning. How are you? Well, you must be...
Good morning,
Howard. You must have whiplash this weekend from the amount of news that is assailing us or assaulting us.
Yeah, it was a rough weekend. Not for me, but for everyone affected. It was a bad weekend. Let's leave it at that.
Not simple at all. But let's focus on this Oracle Eskom story. We've understood that it is absolutely crucial to Eskom for tech support. There's this dispute of over 7 billion rand in terms of payment. Oracle have cut Eskom off. What does this mean?
Yeah, so we don't know. We don't know where the truth of the situation lies, and let me try and explain that a little bit. So firstly, Eskom has indicated that this software from Oracle is not just, you know, anything. This is software that helps to keep track of critical plant operations, and even allows the remote shutdown of plants in some sense. You know, they don't expand on it. I haven't used the software myself. But that's, you know, the basics of how critical the software is. And then the dispute starts with Oracle saying that Eskom owes it 7.3 billion rand for gross overuse of its software. And then it says, okay, no, we'll revise that down so that you only have to pay us 600 million. And I'm like, there's a big difference between 600 million and 7.3 billion. And then later it revised that down again to 400 million. And so now Eskom is saying, no, we don't owe you any of those. We owe you maximum 166 million for our use of your software. And so, this also just gives a sense of how expensive Oracle licensing is. And I don't know what exactly is at the heart of the nature of this dispute, but I know that, you know, it's not just with cloud software, you know, if they were doing this stuff with a particular cloud provider, but you can actually run into this trouble with Oracle stuff when you know, you're running it yourself, where you can end up using far more licenses than you need when your system is not configured properly. And so, yeah, this is, you know, this is one of the reasons I think Oracle, does not have a particularly, good reputation in this sense. It's got a great reputation as a provider of stable working software, but when it comes to pricing, you can shoot yourself in the foot really badly. And that part of it does not have a good reputation.
What's so interesting is we've been schooled to think if there's a dispute, well, it must be Eskom's fault. because it's Eskom. And it seems to be that in this case, it's not quite so clear.
No, it's not clear cut who exactly is at fault here and what exactly caused the prices to be loaded that way. But when somebody revises their pricing down,
absolutely, there's a red flag.
From 7.3 billion
to 400 million. It's a flare. It's not even a red flag.
I'm going, hang on a second. Was this Gupta pricing, the 7.3 billion, and now it's Ramaphosa pricing? You know, at 400 million, where's the corruption? So immediately, like a whole bunch of alarms go off about why the prices were loaded the way they were. You know, why was Oracle trying to enrich itself? The way it was, and because the last people who were doing that were in bed with the Guptas, and so yeah, it's not a good look for Oracle, not a great look for Eskom either. You know, letting a critical software like this, a critical software dispute like this, drag into court. But you know, one does understand that when you know you're doing your sums, and you're seeing, oh no, I owe you 166 million. Where does the 7.3 billion rand invoice come from? Then maybe, you know, I would dispute the invoice as well.
Amazing that. What is the impact? Do we have any idea what this means to Eskom running?
Right now, it's apparently lost support for the software. So if anything goes wrong, then Eskom is cut off from Oracle specialists that it has been using to date to fix it. And so as long as the software keeps working during the course of the dispute, no problem. But the second something goes wrong, then big problem. And so once again, the lack of transparency from Eskom, I don't know if we'll ever know, if this becomes a problem. You know, officially speaking, there'll obviously be people on the inside that will hopefully, provide information to the public. That's where the situation is right now.
We'll certainly keep an eye on that story and rope you in every time we need more information. Jan van Meulen, editor at large at My Broadband. Thanks for chatting to us.